Beis. Simin Shin Samaches, Siv Beis. It has to the Urim Bechatzer. We added new individuals into the Chatzer. In the Bais Pesuch, Lashay Chatzer, Sarach Lehidiyam. If this people who've joined open to two Chatzeris, we need to inform them that we're including them before they the Erev works. Maybe they don't want to join this side. Okay, Mr. Bura Sivkat Mekes. The test of the Urim, Shalahoya Be'ez HaNochas HaErev. There's no people who moved in who were not there when they made the original Erev. Ima Bias. Aktim Hakdama Kitzorim. I want to give you the introduction over here. Vahu. The Kaimalon, the Ma'arvan Eruvichatzer Shalamidas. We can make an Eruvichatzer for somebody, even with his, without his knowledge. Discuss who it is considered a benefit. We can do something which is beneficial for a person without his presence, which means without his awareness. If you have a house which opens in two directions, and each chotzer is making their own independent eruv. So, then we cannot make an error for him without his consent. Maybe he does not want to join these people. He would prefer to join the other group. So the Shulchan Aruch now says, the Zeh Hadin, Shayach Gam Ken Minitoisu the Yoram Bechotzer. There's no difference between when we're making the Erev originally, or the Erev is in place, and a new person joins in this situation. Either way, Tzorach La'asos Erev Dav can be the Yosam. We only can make the Erev if they're aware. Aber Shalom be the Yosam Loi, Fili Im Arev Atam Yishalom. Even if he's using his own item to do it for them, it's not costing them anything. He's being mezaket to them. He can't do that for them unless they agree to it. Now, v'yesh mekilim she'achol arav mishaloi b'chol gavni. There's some who disagree and say that since you're using your own item, you're not taking anything from him, as opposed to the case we were discussing before, was where you're taking from the people, so you have to be medea them. But in a case where you're using your own item to give to them, that's always considered a sluice, and it's not a problem. With that, furthermore, the hod the kaimalon the marvin eruvichatzeris shelo ledas, that which we can make in eruvichatzeris without the person's knowledge. Gam ken yesh deis ben apoyskim. There's also opinions on this matter. The Magen of Rome says yesh proshkim the savri the dafke imat marv mishaloi. That halacha only works if you're going to use your bread to ma'ariv for him. So it's considered a benefit, you can do it for him. You can do it even for them with their item. Okay. Why is that? The mistam misratzim lozemen, probably they would agree to this. So he says that let's go back to where we were before, where we said before, in Simon Shin Samazayan, in the Bir Halacha, that if we're going to be using, we could argue even if we're using their bread, they probably want it and it should work. It's going to, if you understand the logic behind how Zachon Adam Shalom Afanav works, is that we assume the person wants you to be his shliach. If you're his shliach, you can use his materials. So if we can make that assumption that he wants you to do that, even though you're using his bread, but since we're assuming that he wants you to do that, so you can use his bread also. There is a concise about this. That he seems to bring some Trumas Adeshin, that there is a limit that I can't do a Maiseh Schiya Mei Adam. It's only Zochin Le Adam and not Zochin Mei Adam. As he puts it, I can't be Zoicha for you to do something which the way it's done is by taking something from you. The scenario which he gives is the following. That the Balabasta made a dough. And the dough is rising. The dough rises too much, it gets sour, it doesn't taste good. The minig is not to bake it, maybe you bake it, stop, until you take off challah. The Balabasta is not available to take off challah. See, I want to go, the case where there was the Jewish Mishareses wants to go and take up the mafresh challah from the dough, and thereby she can bake the dough and save the dough from rising too much. So it's definitely a schus for her, because otherwise she's going to lose the whole dough. But it's the way you're going to actuate this schus is by taking something from her. You're taking away some of the dough you take away becomes usur, it gets burned, it gets blown to the kohen. So you're doing a skia mei adam.
But that's something they would have had to do anyway.
Even though they had to do it, but the problem is till that happens, they didn't make you a shliach.
Uh-huh.
So I have to go on my own and decide that I'm going to have the power to take something from you, even though I wasn't made to do that. So that is the brings the Shemitah and says you can't do that. Because it's zochin mei adam. Other archaic argument said, but this argument over here that. So the Mohan Rama says that you can only use the ski only works if you use your bread, whereas the base mayor argues and says that I can be zecher, I can take bread from him to put him into the Erev. Clearly the base mayor is not going with that Shumas Adeshan. He's saying it's a schus for him to be part of the Erev, and he probably wants it. Therefore I can go and take bread from him to put him into the Erev. That means
that's a tremendous fetish. That's a tremendous chiddush.
What, the base mayor?
No, what you brought up on the Tzitzis is a tremendous chiddush. So let's say if someone has a fire in his house and you want to take his water to put out his fire, you can't do that.
No, okay, so over there, Pashas, you would argue that.
I'm not saying it's a fungus fire, but it's a fire, it's burning something.
Well,
it's
over there, I would probably differentiate between Hatzolah, I was in the bigger amounts of money. What I'm doing is I'm not doing a mice of ski, I'm doing a mice of Hatzolah. And I don't need Kinyonim over there. Those are, I need class of Kenyan.
Uh-huh.
I need to act as a bialim. I need a parsha shlichus. Over there, I don't have to be a shliach to put out your fire. Over here, it says that you have to be a shliach to do a maisa of bialis that be conveying that this is truma or chala. You can't just be mafresh chala. Who are you to be mafresh chala? You have to be a bialim to be mafresh chala. So I have to go and use the Karech of Skia to make myself the Bailim to be Ma'afrish. So that's where he says the limitation. Okay, I looked up the Magen Mishnah.
Yeah.
And the Magen Mishnah's case is not the case which we're talking about. Now, this case was the following case. There were two Chetzeris.
Right.
And the two Chetzeris opened up into there were two Chetzeris opened up into and one of the chaseras opened up into two different mavuos. So, if they would be misarev into both chaseras, into both mavuos, they would do a shituv into both mavuos, there would be a flow of traffic, not necessarily carrying things, but now people would feel comfortable since they've been mishtatav into that mavi, that, okay, so they're part of that mavi, so I can flow through there to go to the other mavi. So in that scenario, where it's going to add people traveling through the chutzner. So maybe I don't want my chutzner to become this trafficked area.
Oh, is that the house that traffic is? It's
a chutzner vis-a-vis a mavi. Oh. So that's the case that he's talking about.
Okay.
It's not like this. It's a machlokes in the Gemara in a case where you have a chutzner open to two mavuos or a house open to two chutzneris. What happens in that situation? One says if he's mizarev with both, he's also in both, and everybody's also in both either. Yeah. He messes everything up. The guy is an absolute mess. So over there, clearly, it's not a schus for him to be mezaka to A, because then he wants B. And therefore, he says that some say that this halacha, this din you can't do is only like that mandamer in the Gemara. We pass not like that mandamer. It doesn't answer. So zot magi mishta im kain, we should say that I can be mezaka for him by the case of we go into two chateres, right? But the Rambam promised the Rambam paskins the halacha that. He opened the two houses, one house into two chaseras, or two chaseras into two mavuos, or one chutzin two, one chutzin mavuos can be misarav of both. And the Rambam passage, you can't be mizat. So that's where the Magen Mishnah is coming from. So he brings it, they ask Hashan the Rambam. I don't understand Pshat the Rambam. He says, this is the Pshat, and he says the Rambam. But the case, the Rambam, specifically Chapsan, is the case of Chotzer to Movi, not bias to Chotzer.
Okay.
So in that case, the Magen Mishnah makes sense. Problem is, as you know, with the case with the Shulchan Aruch talking about, the case of a bias to a Chotzer, mm-hmm. So I'm really not clear what exactly is going to be the issue.
Right.
Okay. Gimel, Sif Gimel. Kamahu shir ha'erev mitzchilosa. A person making an erev. So what is the shir? Making an erev. Mizman shehem shmona osur oipochos. If there are 18 people or less, shura kigrogeris l'cholecha. The shir is the size of a grogeris for each person. V'heim me'em yosem mishmona osur. If it's more than 18 people, filo him elef or yosur. It could be 1,000 or more people, whatever you're really talking about. So also shir and mosin shtei sudas. The shir is the amounts of food you need for two meals. Shehem shmona esrei gergeris, which is gergoros, which is 18 gergeris. Shehem kashisha beim yeshem shehem kashmona beim. So the machloek is how large a gergeris is the. 18 grogeris equivalent to 6 bayim, which means there's 3 grogeris in a bayim. Mm-hmm. Or the shear is 8 bayim. So the number over there gets a little bit more complicated. Four ninths of a.
It's interesting that it could have a fraction.
A fraction like that. Okay. So that's Machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Im Hem Yoser, Sivkat Yud. Let's learn the Shir Shmona Oser Gregoros. Who Shir Yoser Gadol? That's the largest amount that you have to do. Shushir Seshudas. That's the amount of two meals worth. Mashir Azad Daifil of Elif Chazal. So that's enough even for 1,000 people. Mashakos of Shiur or Shtei Sudos. So remember, Shira Kigam Kane, Shtei Sudas. The Chazal gave this Shira of 18, which is the equivalent of two meals. It has two in it. Two in a minute.
Shabbos, it should be three meals.
I think that since a normal, if you want to daven, you go out. That Chazal came along and said the average weekday was two meals. So
yeah, that
once you're kaveh, you have enough of two meals worth here. This becomes like a cheshivas of a kaveh, because that was what people would consider that was a.
Even if it's Shabbos, then Shabbos, you know
what? Even if Shabbos, you have three meals, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the more it takes it a step further, the more it says that there's a machlokes, it's machlokes tanoim how much it is.
Yeah.
And the more over there says.
You mean there's a machlokes tanoim of how many meals is saying? Or
how large is a meal? How large is a meal?
Oh, okay.
And the more it says that both are being chavan lakula, wasn't it Meir or Yehuda, if I recall correctly? Rameyer said, I don't remember who says which, one of them says that we look at weekday meals versus Shabbos meals. One says we look at Shabbos meals versus weekday meals.
Is there a difference in the
size? They're both trying to be makos. One says that Shabbos eat three meals, so right. Each meal is smaller than your weekday meals, which only two meals.
They don't know what we eat.
Yeah, not us, right? The other one says the opposite, that the weekday meals are smaller than the Shabbos meals because we eat more on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So that's the Tumah Gomer and the Gemara. They're both grappling with how. So apparently, the difference in the meals, you know, a woman there says, you know, the equivalent of three Shabbos meals was basically like, you know, the Shabbos meals are smaller because you have weekdays that were larger. So we'll look at Shabbos meals. So it wasn't a tremendous big difference between the meals.
Very few people I know have a Shabbos meal that's smaller than a weekday meal.
You know what? Vice to chos, we were a different society. Yeah.
They must be. Maybe they didn't have children in those days.
Shem Kishisha Beyim, Mahino Bikli Pasin, we say six eggs, means couldn't the six eggs measured with the shells.
Okay. That adds so much to it.
That makes a difference in Allah, we assume it does make a difference.
They usually calculate these things by displacement, don't they?
They do with displacement. So the issue here of klipa goes like this. It's coming to answer a kash. So what's the kash? The problem like this, that we know that there's later on when Hilchos Matzah, we're talking about eating, you know, the shear for eating for the night of Pesach, we said that a kazayis is half a kebayim.
Right.
So if this is six bayim, it's going to be 12 kazayis.
Right.
Has 18 gergergers, which means the kazayis is larger than the gergergers.
I thought it was the other way around.
Problem is, there's a gefarish gemara in Shabbos.
That there's two zeis and two gergergers, isn't it?
There's not two zeis, but a gergergers is larger than a kazayis.
Oh, okay.
So that's the kash. So the teretz is that we're once talking about a kebeya with a shell, a kebeya, and once talking about a kebeya without a shell. So a kebeya with the shell, because there's a certain amount of, there's the airspace in there, etc.
There is airspace, at least on the ends, at least on some of the ends.
So.
But then, don't they say that the baits that they had in those days were different size than what we have today, that they were larger or something? I think I remember hearing something like that.
We do say that, but the ratio remains the same.
The ratio still remains the same.
Right.
So in other words, the those days were bigger than the girls were bigger than the olives were bigger than.
Right. That's how we assume. Uh-huh. So we assume that, so if you make the cheshbon, so it means, we say that a kazayis is a half of a kebeah, that means that's a kebeah without its klipa. But a kebeah with the klipa is large enough that it'll add on another equivalent basically of a third, or a little more than a third, because a gregarious is larger than a kazayis. So we assume that there's a large difference up there. The mice of the place, when they talk about the actual size, we'll talk about matzahs in the next sieve. They assume like 10 or 12 machine matzahs is enough to meet the shear of 18 gregarious.
The Shulchan Aruch number of quotes from the Gemara, I assume these shear, no?
These are shear from the Gemara, yeah.
Yeah, so when the size is changed, I'm just wondering if by the time of the Shulchan Aruch wrote in the 1500s, did it change at that point already? So he's just quoting the Gemara, but maybe it's a different. At that point, it was different than what it was in the Gemara's time. I don't know. I don't know when they say it changed. I know they said the Gemara's time was bigger. I don't know at what point they feel it changed.
Well,
Shulchan Aruch, I assume it changed already by that time.
You're right. I mean, it's interesting. The place where it's mentioned, the most common place where people know about it from is from there's a tzlach. The tzlach in the last paragraph of Pesachim, and over there makes a calculation of how large a mikveh is. And it does it based on. It works, and it gives you the measurements in length, in linear length. It doesn't actually discuss the mikveh, it discusses, well, there's how big a ravias would be, based on ravias is X amount the size of a mikveh. But it gives you that based on, it's by 1.5 etzba.
Yeah.
Or if I recall correctly. So then everybody comes along and makes the calculation, if that's the size, right, so. It would come out. We know how much. We know mikvah is gimel amos, but gimel amos it's 1 by 1 by 3.
Mm-hmm.
1 by 1 by 3 amos. So we know how much goes into that. We can measure that. That's measurement. Mm-hmm. Right. We also know how many eggs are supposed to go in there. Okay, so we can just take a fraction of that, and fill up with eggs, and see if it works. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
He did the experiment. It doesn't work.
That's how he knew that the eggs were bigger.
It says apparently that our eggs, there's more eggs going in there. His problem was there was more eggs going into that space. His argument was that the eggs were larger. Now, the eggs nowadays are small. So you measure with eggs, not based on eggs. Nowadays, you get the wrong amount. But the truth is, he's not the first one to really raise it. One of the Rishonim actually had this. One of the more lesser known Rishonim asked this question and raised this issue of the positive. There's a change in the size.
Even today, when you go to the giant, the eggs come like, they never call them small, but it's large, extra large, jumbo. Even the eggs themselves, even nowadays, there's differences between the eggs, obviously.
So, the more actually, the Mishnah actually talks about that. It talks about kazayas, the same thing with, you know, there's several different sizes of owls available on the market.
Yeah.
Nowadays. They go from, like you said, from like medium.
Yeah.
Because they don't call something small.
No, they never call it small.
So there's medium and large, and then there's extra large, and then there's jumbo, and then there's colossal.
I never saw it.
And super colossal. Super colossal olives.
Oh, and the olives.
There's seven different sizes. Eggs come in five different sizes. There's small, medium, large, extra large, and jumbo. Those are the five sizes the eggs come in. So, but the Mishnah says that you would take the Beinoni. It means you would use the one which is in the middle. So, assuming that you use the one in the middle, what we call nowadays large would be the Beinoni for the eggs.
Right.
And what they call is it small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo, colossal, super colossal. So somewhere in the middle over there is. Extra large olives is the middle size olive. So so when they do the experiments, they try and get that middle one. Obviously, you're never going to be perfect in that. So it's preferred the chachila. You should use the equivalent of eight eggs, but you're relying on six eggs. Dalit. Nismayet mishi'uroi, achash nichlas ha-shabbos rishonu, v'nishtarboi filo kol shehu, is kosher af l'shar shabbos. So you put this erev down to last for a period of time. And it was nismayet. So lacha is, as long as something's left over, it's still kosher. So the first Shabbos, it was full. And therefore it was valid the first Shabbos. So the act of being ma'akad, everybody together, was effective. So as long as you have something left which is represents that ichud, they remain ma'ukhad together and they're one. Even though there's not a full shiur for the next week. Mishur Yud Gimel, Mishur Geras Nechalech, the case either was, if there's less than 18 people, it was each one got it. The shiur was to Geras all the people there. Oh, Shay Shudas, the Murdu Bimor's case was more than that, it's equivalent of 18 Gurgaris was there, and now it went down. After Shabbos started. If it went down in volume before Shabbos started, how like a Tchilas Erev, Ashkar Hunichul Hashem Erev, you put it on Hashem Erev, but it wasn't Chal yet, that's not going to work. But if at the beginning of the first Shabbos, it was intact, later on, it was at the beginning of Shabbos. Later on that the Shabbos day, or later on in the week, it was Nismayet, it's kosher. So here's the chiddush. We look at all of the weeks together as one unit, and since it was intact at the beginning of the process, it remains valid. Af l'shar. So you need something left over that shall last for the other weeks. Now, so the Mishnah for the first Shabbos, I'm going to let them cut over. The end of the Shabbos, Zeh, kosher filo l'nishtar klal.
Amazing, there's not even lechatchila medieval here. You would think you'd say, okay, lechatchila, you should add. It's like, it's totally okay. It's 100% okay. Lechatchila, you don't have to add to it. It sounds like, based on the way you say it. I think that's amazing. Considering you're so strict on the first week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the first Shabbos, there was an Erev there, Benishmosh. So whatever happens after is irrelevant. But the remaining weeks, so it has to be something left over. Now, by Magen Rav Shakasa, comes Magen Rav and says like this. This halacha does not apply nowadays. The din of the Ishtar kosher who rak bizman hashas. It only applies to Zman Chazal, not nowadays. Why? Shaya oysin eruvi chatzeris, v'shituvei mavuos, kol echeb ifnei atzmei. They did the two processes, eruvi chatzeris, and Shetuv and Mavuos independently. We do it together. That already, to that it should function for Shetuv and Mavuos, also you need to have a Shir Erev there.
Because they're both together, or because of the Shetuv and Mavuos that makes the difference?
Because over there is a mashal, there's a lot there's that. Right, they say the Shetuv Mavuos needs a shear.
So it's not that there's two, it's that
Shetuv Mavuos
specifically is more
hard. Right, that's going to be machlokes.
What's machlokes?
How you learn the bidi evid of Shetuv Mavuos.
Oh.
So you better replace it after the shear. Shabbos is of the kind of
he is saying that.
Well, because of these, because of this argument, according to this Magen Avraham,
because
of the shear tonight.
That's why you
right.
have the
lachat chilah,
because
right.
you say it in the
Shulchan Aruch. See, the shear's not starting until I come. I'm saying the shear, so
what?
I'm saying the shear tonight. So
you're saying the
dachyom. Yeah, Shabbosis. After coming, Leil Simchin Samavav Sifav Deim Arvin Repusa. So how can you use leave this piece left over? It was a prusa the chachila. Mashen can hocha shenifrasa achakach. It happened afterwards. Lesson, but that's not a problem. Kamalkam yesh mechirim b'shenifrasa kaidem benesh moshes kimishyesh shows adayin laniach kikar achasholim. If it happened before benesh moshes, even if the amount is still valid, the written volume you have enough, but you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't use a pruta. So therefore, you should replace it with chachila. Okay.